the Disney Parks Podcast. We're so excited that you tuned in today. My name is Krista Joy. I'm with DisneyWays.com, and with me is the fabulous Tony Castelnova.
Hello.
From Disney by the Numbers. And we have a really special treat today for all of you music lovers out there. We have one of America's funniest entertainers online with us tonight. He's brought laughter and music to audiences at Walt Disney World for more than 16 years. He combines great boogie-woogie piano skills with comedy and sing-along to create a unique audience interactive experience. So tonight, if you'll welcome with me, Yeehaw Bob Jackson.
Yeehaw! Hi, everybody.
Hi, Bob. Thanks so much for being on the show.
My friends listening on the Disney Park Podcast tonight. Hello, everybody.
It gets me every time. Every time.
Well, if that's not an intro, I don't know what is, but thanks for being on the show, Bob. We're so excited to have you.
Oh, it's my extreme pleasure to be talking to my good friend, Miss Krista and Mr. Tony, on the Disney Parks Podcast. And I want to give a big shout out to all my friends, all my buddies, especially my good friend Kevin up in North Loyalton, Ohio. Hi, Kevin. And I want to say hi to everybody and give a big shout out from Port Orleans Riverside right here at Walt Disney.
There you go. That's where it happens. That's where the magic happens, in that little river.
The River Roost.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to check out Bob's show. He's the best. Yeah. But Tony, you want to get us started with the interview and ask the first question?
Yeah. So, you know, Bob, I know you play the piano, obviously.
I did my best shot.
And you do it well. So how long have you been playing, and are there other instruments that you play besides the piano?
Well, I know how to make noise on half a dozen things. But really, the piano is what I've been focusing on most of my life. And you would think that I would be better at it as much time as I spend on this.
I think you're pretty talented at the piano.
Well, thank you.
And other instruments that you do bring to the River Roost, like the horn that you've been playing.
Oh, yeah. I've got a great tone on that, don't you think?
It sounded perfect to me.
Good.
And Bob, how did the Yeehaw Bob character come along, or how did you come up with that name?
Well, I don't know. I just started yelling Yeehaw, and then off it went. I've always had one character or another that I've used on stage, and that one just kind of morphed into this odd character there at Port Orleans, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, so... Yeah. So has it been about 16 years? Is that accurate, what we said earlier?
Yeah, I've been there for 16 years on that little stage. I moved to Orlando. My wife is a singer, and we were performing and living abroad. We came from Norway. We were living in Norway, working in a bar over there, and our son was just 1 year old. And we needed to settle down, and my father had sent me an advertisement that they were auditioning piano players at Rosie O'Grady's in Church Street Station. This was back in 1990. And so we flew home back to Florida, and I auditioned down there at Rosie O'Grady's, and I got into the band there in 1991. And I played in the band there at Rosie's, and that was just a great band. It was an 8-piece Dixieland band, and it was just a wonderful experience. It was a great
show. I remember it well. That was a great place. I'm sure I saw you there many times, and I just didn't even know I was seeing you yet. So
to get on the stage, we would slide down. We climbed up into the second story of the building before every show, and then the drummer would start banging away, and the band would slide down a fire pole out of the second floor. That's how we got on the stage. And then we just took off from there. And I learned a lot from all those characters. There were a bunch of really fun characters involved in that show. We had can-can girls and washboard players, and we had just a wonderful band. And I started in that band back in 1991, and I went from there. That band fell apart, and Rosie's fell apart. The whole Church Street Station fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
Over to a big dueling piano bar. It was over in the Mercado, over on the I-Drive. I went to work over at Blazing Pianos. It was a really fun show. We had 3 7-foot grand, bright red grand pianos on a theater stage and had a balcony. We were wireless. We were encouraged to do anything we wanted to try to do. We were had a great bunch of musicians, great, really wonderful players working there. And I really learned a lot from them as well. And that's really where I honed my skills, learning this sing-along piano show there at Blazing Pianos. And one of the players that would come around every once in a while was working out there at Porter Lean's. And he told me that he was getting ready to leave. And he said, Bob, why don't you try to audition out there? So I contacted the appropriate people, and that was 16 years ago. And I'm still on that little stage, and every night's just the most fun thing. I go in there every night and put on the very best show. It's been a lot of fun.
It's amazing. So you didn't have any, there was no time at Casey's Corner or anything like that. You've always been at River Roost, right?
I've subbed just about everywhere. I've subbed there at Casey's Corner many times. I've subbed at the Hoop-De-Doo show. And one of the first Disney jobs I had was as a two-day player there at the Diamond Horseshoe. My first Disney work experience was at the old Diamond Horseshoe show, where we had 4 male dancers, 4 female dancers, and a 4-piece band. And that was really fun. We had a violin player who doubled on banjo. We had a trumpet player, a drummer, and myself. We had a 4-piece band. And again, I was just a sub. But that's where I first started at Disney, in that big show at the Diamond Horseshoe. And then that show fell apart, and they recast it to a smaller show where it just had dancers, female dancers, and Billy later and a piano player. And I was a 2-day steady piano player there at the Diamond Horseshoe show. And I've played all over. I subbed, used to sub for years out of the old Tarzan show. That was really a fun experience, playing out there at the Tarzan show. So I've got to meet lots of really fun entertainers. I've played a show out at the Italian Pavilion. I've played shows at the American Pavilion. I've played all over all those different parks. So it's really been a fun experience.
Wow. That was, I wish they would bring back the Diamond Horseshoe show, because I think that was a fun show in Liberty Square there that, you know, I think the park is missing some of that entertainment, you know, in-park entertainment nowadays.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. There were some great players, great entertainers there. I learned so much from the magicians and the comedians and the singers. It was really a fun experience. That was a great place. I played there. They hired me to play a private party there just last year, and it was really fun to be back in that space, back in Diamond Horseshoe. I was there. Year ago, yeah.
Yeah, they've had some limited time magic stuff going on in there recently, but yeah, it's that building remains empty, and it's a shame, you know.
Yeah,
it's a great building to have stuff in. Has your act always been at the River Roost, or did it start somewhere else and then you wound up at the River Roost?
Well, I've been an entertainer all my adult life, and I've traveled all over the upper Midwest, Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Ohio. I was a music major at the University of Cincinnati, and then we started working abroad. My wife was a singer with me, and we mostly worked in Scandinavia, Helsinki. We were based out of Helsinki and Stockholm, and we played all over. We spent a lot of time abroad working, but since I've been at Disney doing a single, that's primarily where I'm playing. Although I do take my little show on the road. I take my little show up to the villages. I play up there quite a bit, although I have to change my repertoire. And then this last summer, I played all 15 public libraries here in Orange County. And there I had to write they gave me a theme, and I had to write a children's show for them. That was the second year in a row that I've played all 15 libraries here in Orange County.
Wow, that's fantastic. Krista or Sid, do you have a question?
Well, Bob, I've seen you a few times. The first time I saw you was actually a surprise birthday party that my husband planned and all our friends were waiting for us at your show. You have such a way of just enveloping the crowd into your show. It was standing room only at, 7 o'clock. You have such a way of getting the crowd going. Do you have any favorite songs or favorite jokes to just get everybody up and going and, get them started with you?
Well, I can't give away all my secrets, But you have to start easy. You can't expect everybody to song from the beginning to the end at the very beginning. The first thing you have to do is get everybody to clap their hands, and then you get them to sing a little bit, and then you get them to stand up and sing a little bit, then you get them to jump up and down on one foot while they're singing, then you get them to spin in a circle on one foot while they're singing and flapping their arms in the air like a bird. You just take things one little step at a time. Before you know it, you've got that whole room running around the room, running.
It's fun. And I hate to do two questions in a row, but can you tell us a little bit about the rocking piano? Because it is my understanding that you kind of designed that piano.
It's an old trick that guys have been pushing that piano. Fats Domino. Oh, that's an old trick. People like listen with their eyes sometimes, so you want to give them something to look at. So guys have been pushing, rocking that piano back and forth for 100 years, and it's an old trick. You just push it with your knee, and off it goes. You just start to rocking it. You got this rocking piano up there on stage.
So there's nothing special with it? There's no rockers underneath or anything like that?
No, you take the wheels off of it, so it sits flat on the floor. It's top heavy. It's only 1.5 feet wide on the bottom, and it's 5.5 feet tall. So the weight is all on the top of it. You just push it, and it rocks. It's easy. It's next time you're there, you come sit down. I'll let you push it.
I am going to take you up on that. Trust me.
Oh, you can put the bowler hat on and blow the bugle and rock the piano.
Oh, yeah. That's a Disney Parks podcast field trip. Wait, now.
Oh, absolutely.
So, Bob, you said you lived in Norway and you performed in some other countries. Where were you born?
I was born in the great state of Ohio, actually, and grew up in southeastern Ohio in a little town called Cambridge. Then I went down to the University of Cincinnati. I was a music major down there. I studied music composition at the University of Cincinnati, the conservatory. And from there, I just started playing rock. I moved to Nashville, joined different bands down there, moved home, started my own band. And it's all I've ever done is play music.
You have a real passion for it. It definitely shows. So, and you said you have one son?
Got a son and a daughter. My son, both of them are over at the University of Central Florida.
Oh.
And my boy's working on his master's degree. And my daughter is a junior.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's good. They're both great kids. They're doing super. I'm proud of both of them.
I know you do all kinds of different work. I also know you do, like, private parties. So you're still doing the private parties, right?
Played a lot of them this month. It's really something how the different kinds of parties and different groups of people that I get involved in. And it's always a challenge to get to be able to communicate with them. And you just have to go slow and jump in and not be afraid. And off we go.
Yeah. Well, that was my next question. Do you have any funny stories from any of the private parties that you've done?
Oh, gosh. I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
You can change the names to protect the innocent.
Protect the innocent,
that's fine.
Yeah.
No, I don't even want to get started on the story.
Not even anything funny. You don't have to go embarrassing or anything like that. Anything cute, anything like that.
Some funny stories. Oh, well, we've had some wild times there at Port Orleans Riverside.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do a room split. I'll do a room split where I'll get one side of the room to see who, which side of the room can make the most noise. I'll get one side to shout, and then the other side to shout, and then this side you've got to stand up and shout, and then the other side standing up and shouting. And before I've got them both spinning in circles and shouting. And one night somebody climbed up on a chair and was waving her arms around and knocked one of those chandeliers down.
Wow.
Yeah, that was exciting. Then I've had guys jump up on top of the piano, if you could imagine that, as they were running around the room, acting like they're riding a horse. I don't want to give anybody ideas. Don't anybody ever do that again, because that was so we've had some pretty crazy times just right there. I mean, every night's an experience. You just never know what's going to happen in that place.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's a crazy fun time.
Yeah, it is. I had a lady, I have them conga lines around the room, and she let them out of the hotel, and they didn't come back for a long, long time. The whole room was gone. Don't ever do that. Don't ever do that.
And where did they go?
They all go to the pool or something?
Yeah, I don't know where they went, but they were all gone. I mean, there was bar tabs unpaid. And,
oh, no.
Yeah, that was fun.
I'm sure Disney loved that.
Yeah, I had guys come up and get on one knee and proposed to their
aww.
Girl.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. What's your regular schedule out there, Bob, so people can come see you?
Well, I play from Wednesday through Saturday. Show starts at 8:30, and the second show starts at 10:15, and the last show starts at 11:15. There's three shows. Although I don't take any breaks, I just do meet and greets in between the shows. But I encourage it. If it's always busy on the first show, but you come out at 10:15 or 11:15, we'll be sure and get you a seat.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen a lot of people stay for all three shows.
Yeah,
like they'll get there at 7 o'clock, waiting in the wings, trying to find a seat, and by midnight, there are children curled up underneath the couches out in the lobby areas because their parents don't want to leave.
Well, I gotta stay there. I'm glad somebody stays with me.
He's so great, and he never slows down. He's awesome.
Off we go, kids. Off.
I bet there are nights that you need a bigger place to do that, Bob.
Yeah, I would. That would be fun. But, I enjoy the intimacy of that room. If I was in a bigger room, I wouldn't be able to include all those people in everything that I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Well, Bob, I know that you also do a lot of other work. I mean, I actually own one of your original composition CDs, and you have other CDs out there. Yeah. If I remember correctly, you actually play in church on Sunday mornings after you're at Disney until 1 a.m. on Saturday. What else do you do?
Oh, I just love what I do. I keep real busy. Friday night, I had a huge crowd. Saturday morning, I had to get up and go play a funeral service up at the church. And then Saturday afternoon, I rehearsed. Saturday night, I had a big show at Disney. Sunday, I got up for a church service. And then Sunday afternoon, I played a party at a bar. I played a bar mitzvah party on Sunday afternoon. And I've been working on music all day today, and I'm talking to you nice people. And I've been working on my original music. I'm trying to get it organized, and I've got a little publishing company, and I have to make sure that I've got everything in line. So it's a lot of work, but it's all fun. It's all very interesting.
Where do the ideas for your original music come from, and how long have you been writing it?
Oh, I've been writing music all my life. When I was a little boy, I would sit at the piano and write music. And then I was a music composition major in college. My mother's side of the family is all Hungarian, so I enjoy writing these odd metered tempos, these things in 3+3+2/8, but. I love writing odd metered music. And then I have always enjoyed writing these pretty new age kind of thing. So I enjoy writing that. I write those tunes because I know I can sell a few of those. People aren't really interested in the odd metered things, but it's fun to write. It's all I've ever done is messed around with the piano. Now I've got a really interesting recording studio here at the home. I've got something called Pro Tools 10, and it's all a big computerized recording studio, and it's really a challenge to learn to use it all, but I'm having a lot of fun with that. So I'm writing new music all the time. Every day I try to compose something.
Your kids must have grown up with music in the house. And what about you? Is your entire family musical? Is that where it came from?
Yeah, there's been musicians in my family for hundreds of years. I had my namesake, Robert Jackson Sr., was a band leader in the Civil War. He was band leader in Civil War until
he
couldn't do it anymore. And then his son, Robert Jackson Jr., took over the band director. So both of them were band directors. They had bands during the Civil War in the Army. They're both buried out at Fort Leavenworth in the Army Cemetery out there. They were both Army musicians. And both my parents, my grandparents, everybody I can remember has been an amateur musician, and I'm probably one of the only ones crazy enough to try to do it for a living.
Oh, we're so glad you do, and I know there's a lot of people that are really glad that you do.
Well, I'm having fun. Let you go.
I think Tony has the next question for you.
Sure. So, Bob, are there... tell us maybe 3 to 5 things that somebody might not know about Yeehaw Bob or Bob Jackson, the person. If they were new to the Yeehaw Bob world, what would they need to know about Bob Jackson?
Well, I don't know. I have such a passion for entertaining, and I love people. I love just getting out there and talking to people, and I love to entertain, and I just love music. But that's probably pretty obvious. I don't know. I just don't know what to say. I'm going to go look something. Okay. Let us see. When I was a young man, I used to fly airplanes. That was an interesting thing to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had a pilot's license, and I used to, when I was a young man, I loved to throw pots on a potter's wheel. And I've always been an exercise nut. I love to exercise. This morning I rode the bike 10 miles on the bike trail, and then I worked out, and I even swam some laps this afternoon just to take a break to get away from the piano.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I need to start swimming laps as a break. That would be great.
That'd be a good healthy break.
Yeah. That's definitely something to try.
I love to cook. I love to travel. I love to plan trips. We went out to San Francisco this year. We went back to Finland last year. I've taken my family all over the place. We've been down up to Newfoundland. If you've ever been to Newfoundland, that's a fun place to go visit. We've driven around Cape Breton up on Nova Scotia. I've had them down to Puerto Rico. We've gone as far west as Boca Raton. We went to Ireland. We drug them out there to the Cliffs of Moher on the west side of Ireland. We've been to Paris many, many times, more times than I can count. I played all over England. We're going to go back next year. We're going to go up to Hadrian's Wall outside of Newcastle. I just love to go, love to travel, love to entertain.
That's wonderful.
So really the Bob that we see on stage, the go, 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 high energy Bob, that's not an act. That is really you.
That's really me. I know. I'm just get wound up. I'm full speed ahead. I get up and off we go. We don't slow down all day long.
And what are some of your all with you?
Yeah. What are some of your favorite foods, Bob? How do you stay energized?
Well, I love to cook. I love to, shoot. Don't get me started. I love all that stuff. Today I chopped up some carrots and some zucchini and sautéed them and put them in with some gemelli. And tomorrow, I don't know what I'm going to cook tomorrow. I'm going to cook a risotto dish tomorrow. And I don't know. I just love to cook and eat mostly vegetables.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the secret.
That is very inspiring.
Yeah, come on. You're making me hungry.
For somebody like me who just gave up meat, I think that's I'm on the right track.
There you go.
Yeah.
I actually heard that from a friend of mine, Tony.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of you. Welcome to the dark side.
It may be.
Well, I love all that. Well, I'm going to let you kids go. Thank you for inviting me to be on your show. I'm going to say hello to everybody out there. And come out to Porterlean's Riverside. come up to see Yeehaw Bob. I want to say thank you to my good friend Tony and Miss Christmas and Miss Park Hopperson. And I want to give a big shout out to everybody. And thank you and good night.
Call the Disney Parks Podcast at 407-476-8898 to leave a message 24 hours a day. You can also email us questions and comments at thecrew@disneyparkpodcast.com. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/DisneyPK Podcast. Follow us on Twitter for all you Twitter lovers at DisneyPK Podcast. Help us out by subscribing to us on iTunes. Rate us, review us, leave us a little note, and we will respond to you there as well. You can also find us on Stitcher Radio On Demand. Visit us at Disney Parks Podcast, where you can find all of our shows, our show notes, and leave us a comment. Join us next Tuesday for more news, rumors from all around the Disney parks, and we'll see you in the parks. I am Tony Casanova from Disney by the Numbers, and I ask that you stop by DisneyByTheNumbers.com, where you can read our news, our blog, see videos, sign up for our newsletter, and check out our photos and all the other good stuff that we have at DisneyByTheNumbers.com. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/DBTN page. I know that's a little hard, but you can follow us there. You can follow us on Twitter at DBTN. You can find us on YouTube by searching for Disney by the Numbers. You can sign up for our newsletter at DisneyByTheNumbers.com or go out to iTunes and search for WDW DBTN Facts. And you can go out to iTunes and get our iPhone app, which you can use on your iPhone, iPad, and iPod. Check out WDW DBTN Facts on iTunes.
Hi, this is Krista from DisneyWays.com, where our mission includes bringing you exciting Disney news and information that's also sprinkled with Disney Ways treasures you won't find anywhere else. We want to help answer your Disney-related questions. We do post every single day, so we hope you subscribe to our updates by email. We do have monthly prizes for our subscribers, so you're automatically entered just for subscribing, and you'll be kept up to date for with our coming events and all the things we have going on at Disney Ways. We can also be found at Twitter at Disney Ways, and we do have a YouTube channel that's a work in progress, but we'd love to have you there too. So check us out on the web.